special place?
Not in those days, no. You just milked in one of the barns. You had an area. Cow was trained to go in that place, and that's where she went. All this sanitation, that all came later, and I don't know if it's good or bad. We having so much.
Hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say, right.
Your cows, was there a place where they could get out of the rain? Did you build one of
them? There was open sheds. It's someone going. They don't bother about that too much, so even today, people's outside more or less.
All right. And there were places where you could raise your hogs, right?
They raised the hogs right there in the lot around the barn with the mules and the cow.
Didn't have a special kind of fence to keep them in, or?
Well, if you didn't have, you had to have something low for hogs. Fence about so. Yes, if you were going to have the hogs, you had to have something. Usually they run pickets around at the bottom if they were having hogs.
And they, did your daddy put them any place special, or did your husband put them any place special when they were going to...
kill them?
Uh-huh.
Had a pen, you kept them up for a while, several weeks, some months, I don't know exactly.
Did your husband farm?
My husband was traveling saving for Armory Company. For 27 years.
Is he born here? Or?
He's born in Plasma.
You mind me asking how y'all met?
No, I don't mind. We met in this house. As I told you, my father's people were living here. My grandmother died, but the daughter and the brothers were living here. And my folks lived away from here. My sister did in Baton Rouge. And they came out on a Saturday night, and the men went hunting. And I drove down with my mother and father to see my aunt, and who turned out to be my husband, was here going hunting, or had been hunting with him. So I met him right here, right at the front gate. Well, there's no gate there now, but at the end of the walk, that's where the gate was. So that's where we met right here. And that was 1918, and I married him 22.
4 years he...
Yeah. He was running back. He lived in Baton Rouge at the time, but he waited for Army Company out of Baton Rouge.
It's a big packing, meat packing.
Yeah, one of the biggest.
Sure is. We have one in Albany, a big farmer plant in my hometown, Albany, Georgia.
So, he wasn't home all the time. Some of the nights he had to stay out because it was too far to drive. Took too much time, you didn't get to see enough customers. But I stayed there, I never minded with the children.
How many kids y'all, man?
We had five. Three boys and two girls. I'll make you catch your breath now. I got 34 grandchildren.
34 grandchildren?
That's right. There's two sets of twins in my grandchildren. But they grown, almost grown now. One of the oldest ones are 16 years old, and the other little fella, well, they just, that's Gerald's boy, children. They 7.
Tribes of Israel.
Huh?
Tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
My father's 60, and he's only seen 1 of 5 married.
Well, I declare.
The other 4 of us aren't married yet.
Now, that's kind of unusual.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, people get married a lot later than they've been. We're still, my sister will get married. She's 29.
Well, it's plenty of time.
You said you were 1 of 9. Were you the...